Welcome to FrontRidge.com Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know regarding Pocono Weekend. Number one, Denny ties Jeff Gordon. Denny Hamlin's spectacular season continued this weekend as Hamlin tied NASCAR legend Jeff Gordon for the all-time wins at the Tricky Triangle. Hamlin won his sixth career win at Pocono, tying the Fox announcer for the all-time wins at the Tricky Triangle. Hamlin also ties Mark Martin for 41 wins in the NASCAR Cup Series. Hamlin won his fourth race of the season, the other three at Homestead, Miami, Daytona, and Darlington. Now, Hamlin, well, he had to battle a plethora of things. First off, lightning delayed the race for 30 minutes, and then rain delayed the race, and then all the competitors did not even know if they would go to the full distance due to impending darkness. So rain, darkness, and other competitors, it was not enough to stop the Joe Gibbs Racing number 11 car as he won his fourth race of the season and continued to rack up the stage points. Harvick finished in second. Eric Jones, with a spectacular run, finishes in third. Chase Elliott, the highest running Chevrolet, finishes in fourth. And Eric Amarola rounded out the top five. Number two, Harvick finally checks another one off the list. Entering this weekend, Kevin Harvick had not won at three racetracks. Pocono was one, Kentucky was the other, and Charlotte-Roval was the third and final one. After this weekend, Harvick can check one of those off the list. Happy Harvick won the Pocono Organics 325 as, for the first time, the NASCAR Cup Series decided to spice it up a little bit, having a doubleheader weekend, one race on Saturday for the Cup guys and one race on Sunday. And for Harvick, well, he enjoyed it. After 38 tries of not winning at the Tricky Triangle, Harvick conquered the three-turn Pocono layout and got the victory on Saturday afternoon. For most of the first 100 laps, though, it was his teammate, Eric Amarola. However, Harvick and Rodney Childers used some pit strategy to get his first ever win. Among the notable things Harvick said after the race, though, he said that he's not doing any more victory celebrations until the fans come back. No burnouts, no standing on the car, nothing. Says he misses the fans and misses being with his team in victory lane. Rounding out the top five following Harvick's second was Denny Hamlin. Eric Amarola, like we said, led most of the race but had to settle for third. Christopher Bell with a spectacular run in fourth, and Kyle Busch with a respectable fifth place finish. Number three. Tripleheader starts out with a couple of wreckfests. On Sunday, it was history being made as all three main series of NASCAR raced at the same track at the same day. The Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series, NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series all raced at the Tricky Triangle on Sunday. And well, for the trucks and the Xfinity boys, it was more like a demolition derby than a actual race. Starting at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, the Truck Series got off to a, well, they didn't really start. It was just wrecking and then going for a lap and then wrecking again. Austin Wayne Self got into Cody Rowenbaugh, who got into Matt Crafton, and the wrecking didn't stop. Following that, they ran a lap, and then Austin Wayne Self and Raphael Lassard got into it, wrecking both of their days. The wrecking continued as Christian Eckes was leading, cuts a tire, and spins, wrecks, takes him out, in which gives the lead and eventual win to Brandon Jones. Jones wins his first ever Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series race win, driving for Kyle Busch, with Austin Hill finishing in second, Sheldon Creed in third, Todd Gilliland with a nice run in fourth, and Ben Rhodes rounding out the top five. About 45 minutes later, the NASCAR Xfinity boys got into action at the Tricky Triangle, and well, for Brandon Jones, it was from first to, well, worst. Jones got contact with Austin Cindric, sending Jones into the wall, coming off of turn number one, and ending Jones' day before it really even started. A little while later in the race, there was, well, we really don't see the big one at Pocono, but there was a big one at Pocono. Daniel Hemric, Justin Allgaier, Noel Gregson, three out of the four drivers from Junior Motorsports involved in the wreck, ending their day, and more than likely ending their chance at the win. However, when it was all said and done, Chase Briscoe outlasted Ross Chastain to get the job done and get his fourth win of the season, his sixth career win, leading two times for 24 laps. Ross Chastain, like we said, finishes in the second. How about a great run for Jeremy Clemens in third, Myatt Snider in fourth, and Mike Lynette rounding out the top five. Great runs for Clemens and Myatt Snider. Next up for these guys, they'll be heading to a special track, the Indianapolis Road Course. Well, for the first time since Phoenix, they'll get two practice sessions on Friday, and then they'll be taking it to the road course for the first ever IndyCar NASCAR doubleheader at the same racetrack. That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. You can follow me on Twitter at TheBrianNolan, at FrontStretch, and for all the race recaps, breakdowns, up-to-speed commentary, track in the trucks, and more, check out FrontStretch.com. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay safe, stay healthy, and please wear a mask.